Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation with a variety of big new movies coming out. Maybe you could count them since we're approaching October tomorrow. They could be some of the big movies for the fall. We will be reviewing the greatest beer run ever, which is a pretty interesting evocation of the Vietnam War era, Hocus Pocus 2, which brings back Kathy and Jimmy and Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler as three undead witches from the Salem witch days, and another film with references to the connection to the Salem witch trials in the 1690s. This is The Good House, which is set today about a real estate agent battling alcoholism. And she's descended from witches, played by Sigourney Weaver, with Kevin Kline as a high school squeeze that she rediscovers. We will review them all right here on The Medved Show. But first off, we have a Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
The winner is Mary in Cleveland, who was calling in at the beginning of the Donald Trump era in September of 2017, talking about prosecution of terrorists. Listen.
Well, hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm well.
I love your provocative show, but I must say, within the spirit of truth, we have to continue to pursue it. Pursue it.
Did I stutter?
Good. Let's pursue it. Go ahead.
My question to you is, because I don't know the answer, has our government ever actually prosecuted the evil of 9-1-1? I don't know. I really haven't ever heard anything, pro or con.
What?
I don't understand the question.
Do you understand my question?
No.
Well.
Okay, stop eating for a moment.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
We never really, did we as a government, prosecute anyone? Where did they all go? Did they go back to Saudi? I don't know.
Wait. Mary, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he's in Guantanamo.
I never heard that. How come we don't know that? My friends don't know that.
Because you're not paying attention.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
But I do believe this.
What do you mean, no, 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 no?
I believe it's all biblical and it's happening.
It's all happening!
Okay, again, Mary.
I was working for the airline industry and it's funny, none of us knew that.
You think you know, but you don't know.
Ironically.
None of us knew what about the airline industry?
I said I spent many years in the airline industry and our captain. Many of them. No one knew anyone was prosecuted. There's evil, too much evil out there.
I agree that there's too much evil out there, but the notion that people did not get prosecuted for September 11th, the reason we couldn't prosecute the principal culprits of September 11th was they all died.
Well,
yeah, we don't do posthumous prosecutions, by and large. I mean, if somebody leaves an estate and maybe you can go after the estate with a civil suit trying to collect some money from it, but once somebody has committed suicide in order to murder 3,000 other people, and the 19 hijackers, they were called by some of their supporters the Magnificent 19, there are very few doubts about genuine doubts about any detail involving September 11th. But one of the details that are not in question is these guys on the planes who took them over and flew them into buildings died. You do not survive that kind of thing. And the idea of prosecuting other people, there were multiple other prosecutions, and some of them are still going on. And some of the people spent decades, literally, in custody at Guantanamo and elsewhere. And it's just extraordinary. I mean, again, if somebody really believes that September 11th didn't result in prosecution, I agree with Mary. You have to pursue the truth. And here is the truth. It's about part of the idea of multiculturalism and a new enlightened vision of the way that you live out your faith. And it would stand Jeremy as a Michael Medved multicultural moment. Oh, we do not have it. Okay. This is news from EpiscopalNewsService.org. St. Dunstan's Episcopal Church on the west side of Madison, Wisconsin, is located on land that historically was home to members of the Ho-Chunk Nation. As white settlers pushed westward, they displaced the land's indigenous inhabitants. A farmhouse dating to the mid-1800s and representative of Western expansion, an era of growing tensions and conflict between settlers and American Indians, still stands on church property. This land used to be somebody else's homeland, the Reverend Miranda Hassett, St. Dunstan's rector, told Episcopal News Service. Much of that history, however, wasn't known to the congregation at St. Dunstan's. Land acknowledgments in which American institutions identify and honor the indigenous peoples who originally occupied the land now used by the institutions have become an increasingly familiar practice across the Episcopal Church, one of the more liberal denominations in the country, I think it's safe to say. Last year, the Madison congregation formed a land acknowledgement task force to research local indigenous history. The result of that process wasn't a traditional land acknowledgement, but the addition of a line in the church's budget for a voluntary tax or amends payment of $3,000, which Hassett presented last month to the Wisconsin Intertribal Reparations Committee, which represents Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes. Now, when it says a line in a church's budget, that usually means that's all they're spending. That's what they're spending. So are they spending $3,000 a year? Or is it a one-time payment? And are they soliciting contributions? The point about all of this is, first of all, they talk about the Ho-Chunk tribe having part of the city of Madison as its homeland. The idea of native tribes having any specific homeland is so dubious, and I'll tell you why. It's not because they were displaced by European settlers. It's because displacement was part of Native American life. There were brutal wars going on for literally millennia among the various tribes who would push out other tribes and move them into other places, which is why when you look at the history of the Comanches that I was recently reading about, because they had that pretty good Predator movie made about Comanches several hundred years ago. But as much as we know the history of Native American tribes, the idea of a homeland or a city being displaced by European settlers or treaties or purchases, the entire idea has been vastly simplified and trivialized for the sake of political correctness. Does political correctness lead away from monogamy? We'll get to that.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Very gifted musical stylings of Adam Levine of Maroon 5. And he created a certain amount of sensation with some statements about his personal life when he admitted to cheating in the past on his very glamorous wife, who was a former Victoria's Secret model. And he talked about his experience cheating, even called it cheating, and then added that monogamy is not in our genetic makeup. Now, for people who believe firmly in the idea of natural selection and the survival of the fittest, and basically that traits that you take on, they're eventually going to find their way into the future. If monogamy is not in our genetic makeup, how do you explain the fact that it's been the norm, not in all societies, but in many, many societies for literally millennia? Basically, it's, yes, there are different species other than the human species in which clearly monogamy is not the norm. I think that's true for bonobos. It's true for chimpanzees. But for other species, and I think, by the way, if Bigfoot is real, if Sasquatch is real, they're most surely monogamous. That is, seems to be the consensus. Professor Grover Krantz, who studied Sasquatch at University of Washington State University, and Professor Jeff Meldrum, who's done the same, they think that the Sasquatch is probably a made-for-life kind of animal. Crows are, and eagles are. And other animals are made-for-life animals because monogamy is in their genetic makeup. Now, all of this comes because of a very long and titillating BBC article. This is was a report on the British Broadcasting Company and also a text article. And it starts off by saying Dedeker Winston has been in non-monogamous relationships for more than a decade, yet she has never seen such keen interest in open relationships. The subject has traditionally been very taboo in many places, including the U.S., where Winston is based. In 2014, when she started the Multi-Amory podcast, she and her co-producers had to decide whether to use their real names on the ethical non-monogamy show. At that point, there was pretty much only one or two podcasts actually broaching this subject, says the dating coach, and the people who were producing and hosting these podcasts used pseudonyms, but things have changed. Around 2016, Winston says she noticed a real explosion of interest around non-monogamy. About a year later, she started working as a dating coach specializing in those types of relationships. That was when I feel like I saw the biggest turning point of all of a sudden so many people online being willing to talk about being non-monogamous, she says, and to express the fact that they have an interest in these sorts of things. One of the points that they raise much later in the article, after going through the different kinds of non-monogamous relationships that you can have, including they say that the polyamory often means participating in multiple intimate partnerships, while open relationships are more often associated with people engaging in primarily sexual relationships outside of their prioritized two-person partnership. In other words, open relationships are less focused on emotional connections with people outside a primary relationship and more on sexual ones. And people of all stripes, they say, are engaging in open relationships over the past few years. One of the so-called experts said she's been seeing quite a bit of diversity among those participating in open relationships in her sessions in terms of everything from economic resources to ethnicity. Among Winston's client base, podcast listeners and website visitors, she's found many who are interested in participating in open relationships tending to skew relatively young. What they also mention here at the very end is more fantasy than reality, and the answer is yes. That the fact that there are people who are communicating back and forth on the internet doesn't mean that that leads to long-standing, complicated relationships. And obviously, this also relates to polygamous relationships or polyandrous relationships, and they've had various TV programs, both reality shows and fictional shows, about multiple wives, which are usually associated with breakaway cults from Mormonism, which at one time, before 1890, permitted plural wives. Okay, what is the deal with all of this? The deal is something else that we have a problem with in the United States, is the stability of marriage and the primacy of marriage. And I do believe, and polls indicate this very, very clearly, that when most people think about the future and they think about a relationship, most people who have a love relationship want children. And yes, that includes many people who have a same-sex love relationship. The whole point of all of the fight for gay marriage, and now they say that it's still a very small percentage of the total number of marriages in the country, but it's at least 500,000 same-sex marriages. Did people go for the institution of marriage because they wanted a polyamorous relationship with basically lots of participants and viewers in a given relationship? I do believe there is a basic human drive. And this is an answer for Adam Levine. It is certainly our genetic makeup that human beings give a great deal of attention and sacrifice to bringing their young into the world and then taking care of them. And it's one of the things that makes us human, is that for many animal species, whether it's bears or dogs, you may take care of an offspring when it's very, very young and new in the world. But the idea of the kind of relationship that most of us value, I mean, especially when you have children of your own who then have children of their own. That sort of connection is one of those things that most human beings want. And I would suggest, Adam Levine, that it means that we're genetically wired for it. It means the continuation of the species. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Biden Friday gave his first on-camera reaction to Russian President Vladimir Putin's annexation of some Ukrainian territory, saying that his actions are a sign that he is, quote, struggling, and that the U.S. will never recognize that action. Hurricane Ian now making landfall in South Carolina like Florida. Authorities in South Carolina urging those in Ian's path to obey directives and evacuate if necessary. FEMA's Ann Bink Friday afternoon warning residents in other states should prepare for the worst. The NFL community was quick to question the Miami Dolphins for letting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa take the field for Thursday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. 4 days earlier, Tagovailoa appeared to have suffered a head injury after taking a big hit against the Buffalo Bills, but he returned to that game just a few series later. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking forward to the weekend. It's a very big weekend here in Seattle because tonight the Seattle Mariners can actually clinch their first trip to the playoffs in 21 years. It is, by some margin of advantage, the longest drought in terms of postseason participation for any professional sports franchise. Seattle Mariners. And in fact, today there was, I was shocked to see and very pleased to see, a three-page, full-page tribute to the Mariners, not in a local Seattle paper, but in the New York Times, talking about how the franchise has been remade, giving credit to Mike Servais and to Jerry DePoto, the general manager, and looking at the future with the upcoming Rookie of the Year, Julio Rodriguez. All of this is very exciting. They had planned to have a big fireworks display at the end of the game tonight, game with Texas, here home game at T-Mobile Park. It's all sold out. Maybe, just maybe, if the Mariners win, since their magic number is one, they will be assured a wild card spot in the playoffs if they win tonight. And that is something that kind of everybody that I know in the Seattle area, and there's a lot of people, pretty excited about. Okay, are people excited about the upcoming elections? What's extraordinary about these elections is all of these breaking polls. There are very few races where there is a decisive advantage. The governor of Pennsylvania race, there is a decisive advantage. We'll get to that. But there are brand new Fox News polls in two of the key swing states in the country, Arizona and Wisconsin. Those were among the five states that Trump contested and where Trump came very close to actually winning the popular vote in those states. Didn't quite, but came close. And right now, the Senate race, has gotten a little bit tighter with Republican candidate Blake Masters, who really, frankly, has been faltering. He is now losing to Senator Mark Kelly, 46-40%, but 15% are undecided, which is a lot undecided and shows that Blake Masters can win. And in the governor's race in Arizona, it's so close. It's 44%-43%. 44% for the Democrat, who is the state secretary of state, Katie Hobbs. 43% for former newscaster and Trump favorite candidate, Carrie Lake. 44-43%. In Wisconsin, Senator Ron Johnson, who had been running behind briefly, has now opened up a meaningful lead. He has 48%, 44%, only 8% undecided. He's running against Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. It would be a great relief to Republicans everywhere if Ron Johnson does get reelected, because that is one of the seats where the Democrats are determined to knock off an incumbent. The governor's race in Wisconsin, yes, is Governor Tony Evers is now in a flat-out tie with Tim Michaels, 47%-47%. It's why every vote counts. It's why there's a piece today that some of the stolen election people from 2020 were urging Republicans not to vote, and certainly not to vote early, certainly not to vote by mail. Ben, urging your side not to vote is not a way to help your side. It doesn't work. In Pennsylvania, Mehmet Oz with momentum. Dr. Oz is now extremely close to John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, who it's 45-43%. The Pennsylvania governor's race, as opposed to the Senate race, is more decisive, where Doug Mastriano is 10 points down. He is the Republican nominee against the Attorney General, Josh Shapiro. And here is the most interesting news of all. The Oregon governor's race, we talked about Oregon yesterday, where there was a new poll in the Oregonian. Now there's a brand new poll from Clout Research Poll of Oregon voters. The former House Minority Leader, Christine Drazen, the Republican nominee, is leading the three-way field with 39%, followed by former State House Speaker Tina Kotek with 35%, and a former Senator Betsy Johnson, independent, who is a guest on the show, she's getting 16%. So she's not really in the race. Now, what's fascinating is when the poll was narrowed, they took Johnson out of the race to just Drazen and Kotek. Drazen still was winning, 53-47. So every possibility of a surprise in the Pacific Northwest and basically a victorious Republican candidate for governor of Oregon for the first time in a very long time. There is this, a headline from the Raw Story. Extremist expert predicts political violence during the 2022 midterm elections. I don't believe this, actually. It says Andy Campbell, who's a senior editor of the Huffington Post, so you know that he's on the left. He's the author of the book We Are Proud Boys, How a Right-Wing Street Gang Ushered in a New Era of American Extremism. He said the Proud Boys and other far-right vigilante groups will likely commit violence during the next two upcoming elections. In a recent interview, Campbell noted that the Proud Boys were founded by right-wing commentator Gavin McInnes to fight in ways that other straight-laced Republicans wouldn't. Campbell also noted that former President Donald Trump's ominous command for the Proud Boys to, quote, stand back and stand by, during his final September 2020 debate against now President Joe Biden. Several Proud Boys members are currently on trial for sedition for their involvement in the January 6th insurrection of the Capitol. Trump also recently said the nation would face, quote, problems the likes of which perhaps we've never seen if he's indicted for taking classified documents after leaving office. His comment was widely seen as a call for his followers to commit violence if he's ever criminally charged. I think Trump knows that everybody is going to react violently to this. Really? Do you really think so? Does anyone really think so? The pipeline between the rhetoric and the violence in the street is so short now. How many hours was it between the time he was complaining about the FBI going through Mar-a-Lago and somebody showing up with a gun to an FBI field office? And again, this was one person. It was horrible. The individual died in a shootout. But Campbell added, there will absolutely be Proud Boys violence in 2024, and I think in the 2022 election too, noting that Arizona Republicans have called for vigilante justice around ballot boxes. Look, people say stupid stuff. And the idea that there are people out there who actually want to hurt and kill other people in the interests of some of these close elections that are taking place all across the country, I don't think this helps fight for democracy. It helps fight for democracy when you take it for granted as the reality, and the only reality that's defensible as a means of selecting leadership in this great country. We'll be talking about three big fall movies, one of them aimed at Halloween, coming up on The MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
And on the Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody a glorious weekend. And yes, it's an important weekend in the world of baseball. But there's other things that are even more important, like family and country and patriotism and much more. And this is a special Sabbath in the Jewish tradition because it's a Sabbath in between the New Year, Rosh Hashanah, and the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur, which is next Wednesday. But it's a week for perspective and perspective on things that matter most. Now, movies rarely matter most. But they certainly can give you some food for thought, as at least one of the films out this weekend does. The latest from Hollywood. I think the most interesting film released this weekend is called The Greatest Beer Run Ever. And the amazing thing about it is that it's a true story, and people who have actually looked at the real record say that the film was actually reasonably faithful to the experience of a guy who was 26 years old in 1967. He's a former Marine, and he had been in the Merchant Marine, and he had spent a lot of time at age 26 hanging around bars in the Inwood neighborhood of Manhattan. The protagonist, Chickie Donahue, his name was, is well played by Zac Efron, who is funny, sensitive, sympathetic, but an incurable goofball. And he supports the war in Vietnam and feels it's his patriotic duty to support the war. And so does a bartender who's a friend of his, not a bartender, bar owner, known as the Colonel, played by Bill Murray. Listen.
Protesters not know that our soldiers see that on TV.
I'd like to go over to Vietnam, track down all the boys in the neighborhood and give them a beer.
I could do that.
Do what?
Bring a beer.
I'm going to Vietnam and I'm bringing a beer!
Smuggling beer into a war zone? That's not the smartest thing I've ever heard of. It's certainly not the worst either.
That's Sir Russell Crowe. And Russell Crowe is a pretty beefy. He's not still gladiator ready, but he's very good in the film. And in fact, all of the performances are excellent, and they make you believe in these people and care about them, no matter the goofy aspect of actually trying to bring a huge duffel bag full of beers to hand beers to your buddies from back home who are all fighting in the war in 1967. Some of the war depictions and some of the the problems and difficulties of the soldiers do show that this is not simply a glorification of the Vietnam War. In fact, the cost of the war is brought home in terms of neighborhood friends of the main character who have actually died in this purpose. The film is funny at the beginning, darker as it proceeds, and as I believe what is meant to actually specify and focus on the Tet Offensive, which was a very grim part of the war, where the fighting intensified, is also focused here with attacks on Saigon itself. It's directed and co-written by Peter Farrelly, whose last movie was Green Book, which won Best Picture, some of the Best Acting Awards for Supporting Actor. This is probably not quite in the Oscar contention, but it is a film that makes you think and feel a great deal. And I think it treats its historic efforts to try to bring back some of the divisions about the war realistically with sympathy for both sides, which is unusual. It's rated R. There's some bloody and very disturbing scenes of violence. It's a war zone. But the beer, which, by the way, is Pabst Blue Ribbon, which I'm not even sure they make anymore, is very well dramatized. They do. Okay, I'm told Pabst Blue Ribbon is still available. This will probably be a big promo for them. 3 stars. It is in select theaters, and it's streaming on Apple TV+. 3 stars for the greatest beer run ever. Hocus Pocus 2 follows a film from 19 years ago. Yeah, 19 years ago. That sort of became a surprise hit for Disney. And it's a movie about three sisters from the Salem witch trials who come back magically on Halloween and interact with some local teenagers in Salem, Massachusetts. Here is the clip from Hocus Pocus 2.
You know, legend has it, it's on the 16th birthday that a witch gets her powers.
Another year begins anew. We call on thee with one request, while our intentions manifest.
Help your children!
Sanderson sisters.
I bet you're looking for the stage.
Always.
Okay, the movie sounds loud. It is. And it's very similar to the original film. And one of the things that's amazing is, wow, look how little Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy and Jimmy and Bette Midler, how little they've changed in 19 years. Well, that's because the makeup is so heavy and so excessive. And there are moments that are somewhat funny, and the use that witches put in the first film to vacuum cleaners instead of riding broomsticks. And this film, they have the vacuum cleaners that are the sort of Roomba style that to go around automatically. It in both films, they interact with local teens. That's the main change here. They have a selection of local teams who are bright, fresh-faced stars who are trying to prevent all sorts of unspeakable evil visited upon Salem's Halloween. It's exactly what you would expect, and becomes actually somewhat tedious. But then again, people who just love seeing Bette Midler acting way over the moon could enjoy this. It's streaming on Disney Plus. It's rated PG, which is a decent rating, though a little bit of it may be scary for small kids. 2 stars for Hocus Pocus 2. The Good House also has a Salem connection. It takes place at a fictional small town by the sea in Massachusetts. And Sigourney Weaver plays a top real estate agent who is actually descended from a suspected Salem witch in this movie. She has a haunting of her own. She's an alcoholic, and the main aspect of the film deals with her struggles against alcoholism as she rediscovers her high school flame, played by Kevin Kline. Listen.
Hey, Hilly.
You were spying on me.
I came here for some peace and quiet.
Uh-huh.
Instead, I got an eyeful.
There was a time in my life I was quite in love with Frankie Getchell.
You would have been, too. All my friends were.
You want to come over for dinner? Are you dating Frank Getchell?
What if I was?
I'm tired of sweeping everything under the rug.
I didn't realize I was doing that.
I feel like myself with you. Usually I only feel like myself when I have a drink in my hand.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. The film... it treats alcoholism very seriously and makes a case for anybody who's trying to cut back on or eliminate drinking. It's treated as if it were a comedy. There's almost nothing funny about it. It's a very serious, rather sad movie about a lady whose drinking has largely ruined her life. There's not much chemistry between Kevin Kline and Sigourney Weaver, but they're both such fine actors, and they both create very sympathetic characters, that the film, with some gorgeous locations and some strong music, actually works for much of it. Certainly watchable, not a great deal of fun. Rated R, with some fairly graphic sex scenes, it's in theaters, it's 2.5 stars for The Good House. Next time on The Medved Show, we have on super legal eagle Andy McCarthy on student debt and its legality and more. We also have a story of women prosecuted for using medical marijuana during pregnancy. What are they prosecuted for, and by whom, and how? All of that, and a Jewish-free zone established at a major university. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.